I'm deeply grateful to my family, friends, and colleagues who have supported me throughout my journey. Your encouragement, guidance, and friendship have been invaluable. I also want to express my sincere appreciation to the men and women of the United States military and civil service. It has been an honor to serve alongside you and to witness your dedication, professionalism, and resolute commitment to our nation. To write this book, I relied upon my civil service official personnel folder, researched facts when I could, consulted with several of my colleagues, and called upon my own memory of these events and this time in my life. I chose to make this a no-names memoir because I would not have been able to do service to the impact so many people had on my career. Many of the characters in this memoir are composite mashups of personalities of the people who influenced me. I occasionally omitted people and events, but only when that omission had no impact on the substance of the story. Finally, to the readers of this book, thank you for joining me on this journey. I hope that my story will resonate with you and that you will find inspiration and encouragement within these pages.
Introduction. Imagine this. It's the summer of 1974, and as a young man, I faced a choice. Spend another hot and humid summer mowing lawns and lifeguarding under the blazing sun, or try something different. I opted for different, and found myself sitting in a small office at Scott Air Force Base, starting my first civil service job as a lowly GS-1 clerk. My task? Filing contract change pages into three-ring binders. Mundane, monotonous, and utterly unremarkable. A temporary summer job, or so I thought. Little did I know that this would be the first step on a journey that would take me from the depths of bureaucratic obscurity to the polished halls of power in the Pentagon, from filing papers to briefing generals on military policy. Along the way, I'd pioneer digital mapping technologies at the Defense Mapping Agency, wrestle with critical information technology failures at the U.S. Transportation Command during Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and ultimately help implement sweeping national health care reforms for veterans at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Early in my career, I spelled veteran with a lowercase v. It wasn't until after joining the Department of Veterans Affairs as an SES that I truly came to understand, appreciate, and humbly respect the sacrifices America's military members make to protect our liberties. Since then, I always spell veteran with a capital V. You'll see this change in style reflected in accordance with that timeline in my memoir. It is not a typo. This is a story about starting at the bottom and earning a seat at the top. It isn't just about climbing the career ladder within the government. It's about navigating the complex world of public service, including nearly two decades in the private sector supporting government IT initiatives. It's about embracing challenges, persevering through setbacks, and discovering the transformative power of service. It's about how a career in government, often misunderstood and undervalued, can lead to a life of meaning, impact, and extraordinary achievement. This book goes beyond a personal journey to stand as a validation of the power of purpose. The message serves as a reminder that, regardless of where you are in your career or the challenges you encounter, fulfillment and the ability to make a meaningful impact can be achieved by committing yourself to a cause greater than your own. In these pages, I invite you to walk alongside me as I navigate the twists and turns of a life in public service. I'll share the lessons I've learned, the challenges I've overcome, and the insights I've gained about leadership, resilience, and the true meaning of service. My hope is that by the end of this journey, you'll be inspired to find your own purpose, embrace your challenges, and discover the extraordinary impact you can have on the world. Early on, I didn't know where this path would take me. Returning to college after that first taste of government work, I felt the seed of public service began to take root. By 1976, when an offer from the Defense Mapping Agency landed in my hands, the idea had developed enough to demand my full attention. No longer just a sprout of potential, the concept had grown into a flourishing opportunity, requiring a pivotal decision: whether to nurture this vision into a purposeful life